He's no longer doing the cha-cha-cha. It's Strictly Radio from now on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Nicky Byrne Show on 2FM.
Oh, I remember those days well. Strictly, got that music. Have a listen. Scares the life out of me. Now, I was class of 2012 on Strictly Come Dancing, and we had a great time. It's an absolutely fantastic show. And I came back to do the tour last year with the 2013 crew, who are also equally as nice, great bunch of people. And on the line now, we've got the current Strictly Come Dancing champion. It's Abby Clancy. Hey, Abby.
Hello.
Are you well?
I'm well. I'm very good. Slightly jealous the new series is about to begin, but...
It is. You know what? Last when you guys started in 2013, I was sitting at home watching it, going, "Hang on, that's our show. What are they doing?"
I know, it was so weird. I went to film the launch show the other day and got to dance with Aliash again and saw all the parents, which I can't talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was so weird. I was like, "I want to be in it. I want to be in it." Incredible experience.
So how has the year been? After I finished, Abby, I'm guessing it's the same for you. Plenty and plenty of people said to me, "And you still dance? Are you still?" And I'm thinking, yeah, like you're going to see me rock up to a dance class and practice my Argentine tango or my Charleston.
I know, it's a difficult question. It's one everyone asks. But I think, you know, on Strictly, you're dancing with the best in the world. So I think anyone other than them would just be a massive downgrade, and it's just not the same. I think with Strictly,
yeah,
you have to just enjoy the experience, live the moment, and sort of when it's over, unfortunately.
Yeah, but you finish with the trophy, so you can wake up every morning, go down and kind of shine the trophy.
Oh, I dance with my trophy indoors. No, I'm joking. I'm joking, it's on the mantelpiece. Polished every day.
Now, listen, every week you were telling me when we were on tour together, you were telling me you were pretty nervous every week. And I mean, I was too, I'm not going to lie. As soon as that red light goes and you know you're on live television, there's just something scary about dancing in front of 17 million people.
Oh, it's horrendous. But I used to just get so nervous of the audience, I forgot that there was millions of people watching at home. But it was something that never went with me. Every week I was almost vomiting with nerves.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
again, when I went to do the launch, I was the same. And everyone was like, "You should be confident. You won, you know." And the nerves are still... were a massive hindrance for me.
And Corey, listen, let me announce who's on. Well, it's already been announced, but I'll mention now. What do you think of the lineup? Pixie Lott, Frankie Bridge from the Saturdays?
I think it's a fantastic lineup. I think they've done really, really well this year. And there's loads of strong dancers. I was watching them doing the group dance, and you couldn't really tell who's going to win at this stage because there was a lot of good people. Caroline Flack was amazing. Tom Evans was amazing, and Pixie and Frankie were gorgeous, so it's going to be a tough...
And Pixie's the one, every year they pick out somebody who they say, "Oh no, she's danced before." And I always feel sorry for this. Our year it was Denise Van Outen, and then your year it was Natalie who they said, "Oh, these have all got dancing backgrounds." But
yeah,
really everybody's bringing something to the table, and it's, you know, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is different because ballroom and Latin is a completely, completely different thing altogether. Yet it helps if you perform in front of people and you have done a little bit of dancing before because maybe you could be a little bit more confident. But just the show in general, it's so different to what everyone does in real life. It's nerve-wracking. So I think everyone's pretty much in the same boat, to be honest.
Yeah, and it does take over your life. That's what somebody said to me. It takes over your life. And believe you me, from August to Christmas, it just does, doesn't it?
It completely took over my life. I thought I was only going to be in it 2 weeks. And 3 months later, I was still in it. Like, you know, Pete turned into like a house husband, cooking, cleaning, feeding the baby.
Yeah, I bet you he loved you for that.
It was crazy, but, you know, it's something that you have to just jump in with 2 feet and go, right, it's a short period of my life and just do it, enjoy it, and it'll be over before you know it.
Exactly. And how's little Sophie, your daughter? I mean, for a girl to do it, to see her mommy in the princess dresses every Saturday night, that must have been amazing.
Oh, she was obsessed with it. She loved seeing me in all the dresses and all the outfits. And every week when we used to watch it, we used to record it, we had to pause it while she went and go and put a princess dress on, and then we could watch it and she would dance along and... name, and she loved it. She loved it.
And would Pete ever consider doing Strictly Come Dancing when he retires or later on in life?
Pete loves to dance, so I'd love to see him on it, to be honest.
Of course he does. Sure, he does the robot when he scores. Does he still do the robot, no?
No, he hasn't. He doesn't pull the robot out often.
You're lucky you didn't say he doesn't score anymore.
Oh, no. He scored the other night, actually, so no, he's still got it.
He's still got it. Good stuff. Listen, who was your favourite, George? Because Craig, every week, every single week with me, he used to hammer me. And then in the bar afterwards, he'd be buying you a drink going, oh, don't worry about it, darling. It's okay. Who was your favourite, George?
It was a tough one because I honestly like them all for all different reasons. I think I've got a special soft spot for Bruno.
Yeah.
I think he was gorgeous and great, and I've met up with them since and I really like them, but they were all fabulous and I think they all bring something unique and amazing to the table, so
yeah,
hard to say really.
And it'll be different this year. No Bruce Forsyth this year, he stepped down, so it's Claudia and Tess.
No Bruce, but I saw the girls together when we recorded the launch show and they were fantastic. They had a great chemistry and banter, and I think they're gonna do the whole Strictly brand proud.
Yeah, do you know what? Both of them, actually, Claudia is a fantastic presenter. She obviously used to present the results show on a Sunday. I remember on live television one night, she asked me a question about, you know, one of the dancers. And then she stroked my face in the middle of it as my answer and she said, so inappropriate. She's great. She's
absolutely
funny. Brilliant.
She's a great character and I think she'll be fantastic on it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Abby. Before I do, I have to ask, I'm going to put you on the spot. Who do you think is going to win the show in 2014? So let me just run down real quick. I know you know who it is. But for everybody listening, hang on. We've got Pixie Lott, Frankie Bridge, Caroline Flack, Tom Evans, Mark Wright, Alison Hammond, Sunetra Sarkar, Steve Backshall, Jake Wood, Judy Murray, Jennifer Gibney. She's Irish, by the way, Mrs. Brown Boys. Brilliant. Simon Webb, Scott Mills, Greg Wallace, and Tim Wanacott. Who do you think is going to win, Abby?
I'm rooting for Alison Hammond. I think she could be a dark horse.
Okay.
She's got stuff in her locker, so one to watch.
Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. And you're gonna pop down one of the nights, I imagine, during the series?
I'll be there every week. I'll be like the Strictly stalker.
By the way, how's your Quick Step? You had a bit of problems on tour with the Quick Step. Is that all good now?
I haven't done it since, so I don't know. Probably not. Probably still full of mistakes, but never mind.
Abby Clancy, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
See ya.
See you soon, Nikki.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's the current Strictly Come Dancing champion, Abby Clancy, there chatting to us live from, I never asked where she was, but she's in England. So the new series starts on Sunday with loads of great names. Looking forward to that. I might give away a pair of Cuban heels, Alan. I have loads of Cuban heels, by the way, if anybody wants them. Here's Oblivion by Bastille. 2FM.